Essay 36. The Nature of the B3 Field. The B3 field is a radiated magnetic flux density, in units of Tesla, that is always present in circularly polarized electromagnetic radiation of any frequency. It was inferred in November 1991 from the frequency-independent magnetization of the inverse Faraday effect. The latter is the name given to magnetization, M3, of material matter by circularly polarized radiation. The index 3 denotes longitudinal, whereas the indices 1, the complex conjugate of 2, denote transverse. The relation between the indices 1, 2, and 3 is cyclical, in the same way that the relation between the Cartesian unit vectors is cyclical. Therefore, 1, 2, and 3 make up a description of ordinary three-dimensional space. Similarly, the fields B1, B2, and B3 exist in three-dimensional space, and these three fields are related in the same way as 1, 2, and 3 are related. So the existence of B3 is a consequence of the existence of B1 and B2. This statement is encapsulated mathematically in the B-cyclic theorem, which I inferred in the mid-90s. The B-cyclic theorem reduces straightforwardly to the cyclical relation between the unit vectors E1, E2, and E3, and so reduces to the ordinary cyclical relation between the Cartesian unit vectors I, J, and K. The unit vector K is the same as E3, and the existence of K follows from that of I and J. The B3 field is therefore an inescapable consequence of the existence of circular polarization in electromagnetic radiation. To assert that K does not exist in three-dimensional space is absurd. So to assert that B3 does not exist is also absurd. By now, the reader of these essays and listener of these broadcasts might half expect a dogmatic challenge to common sense. And indeed, the standard physics asserts that B1 and B2 exist, but B3 does not. This is in fundamental contradiction with geometry. But this dogma is the basis of the U1 gauge invariant theory of electromagnetism and the idea of a massless photon. A massless photon must have only two transverse degrees of polarization in the now extinct dogma. A photon with mass has 3 degrees of polarization in space and 4 in space-time. So in the old standard model, the inverse Faraday effect was described by the conjugate product B1 by B2, the vector product of complex conjugates, but without the use of B3. This is blatantly incorrect, as shown by the B-cyclic theorem. The latter is the frame of reference itself, as described. So through the medium of the B-cyclic theorem, the old dogmatists were thrown back into total nonsense, denying the existence of the frame of reference. The notorious stalker Gerhard Brunn tried to do this by claiming that the B-cyclic theorem was not covariant. That would mean that the everyday frame of reference itself is not covariant. By using the prejudicial hubris and arrogance of standard journals such as Physica Scripta, and the corrupted foundations of physics, forcefully taken over by Te Hooft, Brunn forced this idea into print. I was not allowed to reply until I was asked to edit my own journal, Journal of Foundations of Physics and Chemistry. At about the same time as this journal started to publish in May and June of 2011, the Curata B3 technology resulted in its first full-scale industrial plant. The original Foundations of Physics, edited by van der Merwe, was subjected to intense email harassment by the same Brunn, who organized attacks on the editor, van der Merwe. Brunn has been retired for a number of years and is a well-known fraudster. The behind-the-scenes activist David Buckingham produced what is probably the most absurd argument against B3, complete experiment symmetry. I don't think that anyone understands this idea, and it has been completely forgotten. By invoking the occult, in effect, Buckingham simply asserts that B3 cannot exist. The political activist Laktakia went a step further and rejected B3 on the grounds of personal animosity. He found it ghastly, so it does not exist. These are indeed tales told by idiots in the manner of the Macbeth soliloquy. And this is what happens when the ivory walls reflect an empty mind echoing to itself. According to Laktakia, if one does not like gravity, one can jump over a cliff and float. So much for reason and experience. In ECE theory, B3 is defined by the connection term of Cartan geometry, that is, by spinning and translating space-time itself. The ECE theory was actually inferred in spring 2003 from the need to incorporate B3 theory into a new general relativity. In the early days of B3 theory, it used to be confused with the static electromagnetic field. My UNCC colleagues were particularly adept at making this confusion. The B3 field is a radiated field and propagates with the electromagnetic field. In the ECE field equations, it is described by an index called A, which is set to 3. The electromagnetic field can only ever be measured when it interacts with matter, a receiver. In the simplest case, one electron. The B3 component always produces the M3 magnetization of the inverse Faraday effect, and that is always produced through the intermediacy of a hyperpolarizability. This mechanism is quite different from that of a static magnetic field. In the old Maxwell-Heaviside theory, this process was described by an ad hoc or empirical conjugate product, which was incorporated into the constitutive relations. In great contrast, ECE theory incorporates B3 through a unified field theory with a rigorously non-linear electromagnetic sector.